Welcome to another edition of From the Newsroom. Reporters from the Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and offer insight into stories they're working on. I'm Mike Elfin, web editor of Telegram.com. We're joined today by Susan Spencer, a reporter who wrote the latest entry in the ongoing series, Remaking Worcester. Susan took a look at the perceptions of Worcester. What do people think about the city? She talked to people who live here and to people who view the city from afar. Susan, tell us what you found.
Well, one person put it this way: the biggest critics of the city are the people who live here. And there's a number of reasons for that. One is that it's a city that feels like a town for many people, and so they don't expect it to have city issues, and they don't want it to. They're used to having a more of a suburban feel or a rural feel that you can get just 20 minutes out of the city. But we have to remember, it is a city. And the people I found who were more positive and excited about it are some of those who have moved here from other places who are just in love with the city.
Interesting. And one of the biggest pieces of development is housing, new apartments. Many of them are high-end. So when trying to lure people to buy property and move into the city, perception is a big factor, right?
Absolutely. And it's kind of funny because part of Worcester's real estate success at the moment is because of the super high prices in eastern Massachusetts. One of the realtors I spoke with said, you know, people come here for the affordability and that they can take the commuter train to Boston or the Metro West area, but they stay for the culture and the community that they find here. They find it a very accessible city once they live here. And so the challenge for the city now is to get these people who are moving here just because they can get a rent or a mortgage that they can afford to be engaged in their new home.
That makes sense. And can Worcester return to its heyday in the 50s and 60s? That's something you looked into in your story.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I think, and I heard from some of our experts, that longtime residents of a city are so down on it, is they think back to the 50s and 60s when everybody went shopping downtown and Denholm's was buzzing and that was the center of life. But no place in the country is like that anymore. Retail has changed, everything is spread out, and it's not going to be like that, but we're going to be something different. And I looked at other cities similar, maybe a little smaller, but similar to Worcester, in that they are former industrial cities that are going through changes of reinvention and seeing how they're trying to capitalize on, you know, what this century is going to bring for their next economic phase.
And that brings us to safety, right? There's a perception that Worcester isn't a safe city.
You know, that's the funny thing. So many, and students, college students say this too, that, oh, they don't go downtown because it's not safe, when in reality, the statistics are Worcester is ridiculously safe. I mean, there were no firearm deaths, murders, I should say, in the last year, and only 5 murders overall in the city. And if you know, people don't say, oh, I'm not going into Boston because it's not safe. I mean, the comparisons statistically are vast. But as one of the representatives from the colleges told me, oftentimes when students are first-year students at their colleges, they get the orientation spiel from campus security that warns them about safety, and they might be a little bit aggressive about warning them about their surroundings when they're downtown, and that scares people off. So it takes them a year or two or three before they finally make it into the big bad city, which is actually safer than any other city they've probably been in.
Right, interesting. Perception is reality.
Absolutely.
And what next for the city?
Well, you know, there's one of the big strategies as part of this whole economic development and revitalization that's going on is to really bring a diverse mix of people into downtown at different times of the day, because you don't want a city where everybody goes home at 5 p.m. and it's empty at night, because in those situations you do feel unsafe. If you're the only one on the street and you see somebody who may be acting a little strangely or whatever, you're going to feel nervous and unsafe. So by the housing that's trying to attract students and empty nesters, you know, who can afford the higher rents and some of the luxury amenities, people who are both working in the city or commuting, you get that brings in the restaurants. They're really trying to get a diverse mix of development to make it a really livable city again downtown. I thought it was interesting looking at some of the other cities and what they're doing, and I believe it was New Bedford. The mayor said he's also focusing on the visual cues that shape how people feel about their city, you know, the litter, the sign clutter, things like that. And I think that Worcester is looking at a lot of those different efforts as well as Mr. Augustus said, you know, we're not looking at one single silver bullet approach. We're cooking on all burners.
Interesting. Thank you, Susan. For more on Susan's story and other stories in our Remaking Worcester series, be sure to go to telegram.com.